Denver's cut day announcement ran long. 27 players waived, 6 veterans released, and further moves to injured reserve and the reserve lists, per Arik Dalala on the team's website. And J.K. Dobbins's name appears in none of it. That is the roster half of his week, and it is quiet in the right way. The rest of the file is quiet in the other way. The last direct reporting on Dobbins is dated August 23rd, when Sean Payton was asked whether he expected him to suit up against Minnesota and answered, "We'll see, yes," adding on the injury, "We're just being smart with it," per Zach Kelberman at Mile High Huddle, with Kelberman arguing that Denver would be wiser to preserve him for the opener. 3 days later, Payton shelved the extended starters plan altogether, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports, and no recap we read of the 34-6 win names Dobbins anywhere. The only finale backfield production in those recaps belonged to Jaleel McLaughlin, who scored on a 20-yard run, and Cody Schrader, who caught a 14-yard touchdown, per Craig Peters at Vikings.com, and both of those backs were waived on Sunday, with Denver keeping Tyler Beatty as the fourth back for blocking and special teams, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle. To be precise about what we know, earlier reporting had him among the rested for the Green Bay game and without a snap across Denver's first 2 preseason games, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle, and for the third, there is simply no participation reporting at all. The plain sum is that Dobbins goes into the season without a single reported preseason snap. For anyone new here, the June read on Dobbins was never about talent. When he plays, he produces. It was about a 7-season record of never finishing one. A cautious August was always going to look like this, and the injury itself has not been characterized publicly since being smart with it. Last week we said the finale was his one chance at live reps before Kansas City. That chance is gone. However, you read the caution. The room around him settled at 4 backs this week, and the first evidence of how he carries a workload arrives in a regular season game that counts. We'll check back as the opener draws near. Data via NFL Verse.